They should be starting the footings this week. They'll start pouring foundation next week. They're getting materials in as we speak, delivered.
The foundation is ready and the building construction has begun at the Hayes Micro Factory. From Grow Hayes, Director of Recruitment and Retention, David Klingon stops by to share the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're excited about the Micro Factory, the whole concept that comes with that process. To be thankful for what's going on with it. You know, the Micro Factory concept alone is a way to help support businesses that either want to do a startup, that want to grow in Western Kansas, or want to come to Western Kansas. And with what we're able to do with that Micro Factory by lowering their operational expenses by almost half, it's allowing them to come there and be successful, focus on their business. And technically, it falls under the Micro Factory's an incubator type process. So you have you could be there up to 3 years in your lease as you continue to grow and develop. And as you do this process, we also look at how we can prepare you in the Micro Factory and then how we can prepare you for success when you exit the Micro Factory while another business then can come in for those same low rates.
Very cool. And before we start talking about some of the businesses that might take advantage of this facility, I wonder if we want to talk about construction. It looks like you guys are moving some dirt out there, but I don't believe I've got anything else really going yet.
They, the process right now, they should be starting the footings this week. They'll start pouring foundation next week. They're getting materials in as we speak, delivered. The window that we're looking at right now for the opening of the factory should be the first or second month of 2024. But with coming out of COVID still, we're still looking at how we get materials in. We wanted to make sure we had a good cushion in place for that. But we're getting some really good results already. Vendors that have ordered product telling us it's coming in ahead of time. Our general contractor, commercial builders, is already talking to us about how some programs are already moving better than expected. But it's still a process.
Yeah. But this is the exciting bit, right? Once you start getting... you've got the dirt work done, the concrete poured, and the building starts going up, and you're like, oh, I can see it.
Exactly. That building should show up sometime, we hope, this month. And once that happens, I think everything just starts falling very quickly.
Fantastic. Have you had any interest from industry yet into moving into this facility?
Even without marketing and talking about what it can do, we've already had several businesses that reached out asking that question. What is the Micro Factory? What's required? What would I have to do to come into that Micro Factory? What's the process? And we've had groups from woodworking, from welding, to concrete work, to small business that's been working basically out of their garage going, how does this Micro Factory process work? What would I need to do? Because I want to expand and have a place to do it, but I can't afford a lot. And so we've already been answering a lot of those questions in that process. And as we do that, that takes us back to the flexibility of the Micro Factory. You could be, like I said, coming out of your own garage, starting your own business, expanding, a business that brings a satellite business in. So we were looking at, I've been using the example, prefab homes, if they wanted to come and do a, 5 or 10,000 square feet prefab lease, but it's going to add workforce to Ellis County because of that move, then that's the beauty of the Micro Factory. It allows for different scenarios that we can look at when they apply for that, for an application for the Micro Factory. But we've already had some really good responses coming from that. And this without doing any marketing at all right now. We're in that process of putting what our lease will look like, what insurance would look like, and getting ready to answer those questions, but we have already had some really strong interest, and we're happy about that.
I love that. Yeah, and to your point, I remember the hemp harvesters that tried to come into Russell, and that was one of their major problems, was once they got the facility up, they did receive some economic development money, but once they got the facility up and moved all their equipment out here, they'd spent it. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, well, now what do we do? And then they couldn't get any more support, whereas the Micro Factory kind of thing would have cut that cost so significantly, they maybe could have actually made it to go.
Yep, exactly. And that's the beauty of it. With the Micro Factory, we're paying for this through a Kansas Commerce Base grant that we received through a Schmidt Foundation grant that we received, Patterson Family Foundation. And then we have a loan from the Innovation Center to complete that. So we're able to reduce that overhead dramatically. Like I said, our goal would be to get as close to being half the price of that square foot lease that someone normally would have to pay, just so they can focus on how they can grow their business instead of worrying about how they're going to pay all those extra bills. So we're really trying to relieve those or remove those barriers that cause that and just help some vision on growth for Western Kansas.
Yeah, you mentioned on the financing piece, is that project fully paid for at this point? I mean, outside of the loan, of course, you'll have to pay that back, but...
Except for the loan, yep, 100%. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, Innovation Center was support us with a loan. We don't even make any payments the first 2 years, so it would be an interest-free loan that we're able to use once we start paying it back. But the flexibility they've shown and the support they've shown and what the idea is for Microfactory has been just significant.
And I think, you know, having all that support that came in and came in rather quickly for this idea shows the viability and the interest. And I think a lot of people, correct me if I'm wrong, across the state and the region are watching how this goes to maybe duplicate in their own communities.
Absolutely. Patterson Family Foundation, when the idea was shared, what the concept we were doing, they were excited about it. We did some Zoom calls. They said, you know what, please keep us in the loop. So every quarter, I've been sending them updates, pictures, what our process is. K-State had their TDI department, and the Governor Tolan, Assistant Governor Tolan, is also, those are three people that I keep updated quarterly with updates because they want to see how that could evolve and grow even more in Kansas or outside of Kansas.
You know, on the industry piece, I think about, you know, in this area, a lot of ag producers, manufacturers would want to come in. But I wonder, too, about will this facility, as it's, you know, developing and you guys are starting to line up tenants, will also there be some, like, tech options as well? Or are we going more to that more traditional manufacturing route?
We are looking at all options. So everything's on the table. One of the people we've talked to has dealt with tech options. You know, if they could bring in machinery, if we could do this process, would that be possible? If we, like I said, we've had other different business ideas that have been brought to us. And there's some that have some really good strength behind it if they want to proceed with that. And I think it kind of opens it up. Now, to understand the Microfactory itself, 30,000 square foot facility, the factory floor is completely open. But what we're looking at right now is like these type curtains you can hang. It's a heavy duty fire retardant type curtains you could hang. So if you came in and said, I just want at least 4,000 square feet, then we could possibly use like that curtain, make that a divider between the others. But that way, whatever work you're doing isn't interfering with the person right beside you. And that way, so whatever your ideas are, we're creating an environment where if you're doing tech, it's protected from the dust environment that could be created by someone else or any other type of issues that could cause it, noise barriers, whatever that case might be. So it's pretty open right now in what we're looking at the options for.
Very cool. You know, and I think that probably lends itself to that atmosphere of collaboration, like you see in a co-working space, like your guys' office there down at Brief Space, where maybe a guy building lawnmowers needs circuit boards and you've got a guy building circuit boards over here. And I don't know any of that stuff, but they're like, get to talking maybe. And like, hey, I can build that for you. And then you've got a business that's organic and growing and right here in Hayes.
Absolutely. And that's the direction we're hoping it's going to go and continue to go and grow. Because our focus is all about how we can grow Western Kansas. How can we bring in more workforce, more businesses into an environment where we have the factory business, we have those type businesses in place, but not enough. So we want to bring them in, let them grow, and let them see all the possibilities when they're here.
And this, too, is also going to help solidify Hayes as that regional hub. I know we talk a lot with Doug about the pull factor here. I believe it's 1.78?
Correct.
Excellent. My memory is still working. And I think this is going to be like, if you're a manufacturer in Plainville, as you say, maybe working out of a garage or Russell or La Crosse, this facility brings you into Hayes and helps keep you here in Western Kansas rather than having to look to Kansas City, Denver, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. It creates an option that wasn't there before, but not only does it create that option, it creates, it removes so many barriers, like I said, the operational costs, but the resources that we will help provide for success. When they apply for something like this and we talk about their business plan and we talk about what their growth looks like, they understand we're here to help them. And like I said, that vision is a 5-year vision. 3-year is what we're looking at as our max lease, possibly, unless they want to grow more and they show they've had more workforce growth. But they're going to go, wow, I can come into this place, possibly lease it up for 3 years, but then this same group, Grow Hayes, is going to continue to help me grow outside of that microfactory in an area where in some cases this hasn't been touched just because people just don't see that vision for Western Kansas. And it's a high possibility. We have a great workforce here. We have great people here. This is an excellent place for this location.
You know, you mentioned the workforce, and I do want to ask about this. Is there any concern that as these, especially I'm thinking manufacturing, they're very labor-intensive businesses, that as they try to organically grow here in Ellis County, that maybe we wouldn't have the workforce long-term to support that business?
You know, I think a few years back, that could have been a concern, but now that we're past COVID for the most part, the businesses that I visit frequently and I talk to how their work and hiring is going, the message has been a lot more positive than ever. There are still some out there that are going, I could use more, but that's the kind of the sauce that we're in when we have a college in our town. So when college is out, we lose some of the workforce. When college is in, we have a higher workforce, and that's a flexibility. So if a business is hiring college students a lot, yes, you're going to have that surge and that dip and dive, as I call it. But we do have the quality workers, not only in Hayes, but in surrounding Ellis County and actually outside Ellis County. We have good workforce that could fit the needs that we have. It's just creating that opportunity where they say, this is why I want to go to Ellis County. This is why I want to be in Hayes, because there's an opportunity for me to have a good job and to grow.
Excellent. Well, sir, we're down to less than a minute left. I wonder if there's any last thoughts or anything else you want to hit on about that microfactory or anything growing on at Grow Hayes we want to hit before we go.
Well, just like Brief Space, which does really well with shared space, where businesses that are wanting to find a place that is a lower operational cost, they could come to Brief Space. Once that microfactory is built, we have an office attached to it as well. So if those offices aren't being leased out for the factory floor, we'll use those also as shared space, which will give them the advantage of a conference room, office, break room, restrooms, all the basic office needs that someone that is just wanting to get started and they just need an office to work out of. It'll be a great stepping stone for them to use as well. So we're really excited about everything that Grow Hayes has going on.